Now to a culinary delicacy that's not going to solve any famines, but is revered by chefs in Mexico. Cuitlacoche is a fungus, which grows now during the rainy season. When cooked, it turns into a tar-like mush. It may not be pleasing to the eye, but we're assured it is a treat to the tongue. Monica Ortiz Uribe tracked the journey of this fungus from the cornfields to the dinner tables of Mexico City.
In the humble barrio of Santo Domingo in southern Mexico City, Ruth Martinez and her husband sit in a modest but busy restaurant warmly adorned with Mexican artwork. The couple is about to enjoy a chicken breast stuffed with a gunky black fungus still referred to by its Aztec name, Cuitlacoche.
Como dijera Enrique Iglesias, ¿no? Es una experiencia religiosa.
To describe the taste of Cuitlacoche, Martinez quotes a popular song by the Latin singer Enrique Iglesias. It's a religious experience, she says. From midsummer till the end of October, rain showers on Mexico's maturing cornfields. This is when farmers begin the hunt for Cuitlacoche, which they sometimes refer to as el oro negro, or the black gold. In a farming village outside Itzlahuaca, about 2 hours south of Mexico City, 59-year-old Ezequiel Salinas Ramon stands in his dusty jeans and rancher sombrero at the edge of an endless sea of corn stalks. He's here in hopes of showing a reporter the raw origins of Cuitlacoche.
Vamos a entrar a la milpa para ver si encontramos.
We're about to enter the cornfield and see if we can find some Cuitlacoche.
Salinas pushes through the thick, blade-like leaves, holding out a stick to ward off garden snakes as he looks left to right, up and down. For every 30 to 40 stalks of corn, he says, maybe one or two are infested with the fungus. But today, we are in luck. Within 3 minutes of entering the field, Salinas shouts victory.
Ya tuvimos la fortuna, ya
we're in luck. We found one. Here it is.
Salinas points to a small, chubby husk slit open just enough to expose the bulbous fungus inside.
This is Cuitlacoche. This is how it grows. In the bottom half, there are corn kernels, but you can see how the fungus has begun to ferment from the top.
A chef in Mexico City later explained that Cuitlacoche grows when a drop of rain manages to seep into a crack in the corn husk and begins to rot between the kernels. But for Salinas, Cuitlacoche is simply a part of the harvest he's picked every year since he was a boy.
Señora, pásale a lo bueno, pásale a lo barato, señora.
Once collected, farmers take the Cuitlacoche in deep plastic buckets to the many markets in Mexico City.
Aquí lo que importa es la calidad, el precio es lo de menos, señora.
Depending on the season, a pound of Cuitlacoche can cost anywhere from $1 to $3. From the markets, it's onto homes and restaurants all over the capital. The most popular ways to prepare this delicacy are as a soup or in quesadillas.
En este restaurant no se congela absolutamente nada.
Carmen Ramirez Degollado is a renowned chef in Mexico City. She is a traditionalist by heart, from the hand-embroidered apron she wears to the way she prepares her food at her restaurant, El Bajillo. Foreigners, she says, have a lot to learn about authentic Mexican food.
Porque nosotros tenemos una cocina mexicana muy fina.
We have a very fine Mexican cuisine. It's not all about tacos.
Ramírez Degollado prepares Cuitlacoche simply, with the Mexican herb epazote, onion, and chili pepper.
Pues mire, es la motivación de que nuestra cultura no se pierda.
The motivation is to preserve our culture. Globalization in this day is a huge threat. People must come and visit our country to truly experience our vast gastronomical landscape.
Corn fungus isn't exclusive to Mexico. Only in other places, such as the United States, it's simply thrown out. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Mexico City.